So this gentleman has certainly a significant prostate cancer, one that may indeed affect his life, almost regardless of what age he is diagnosed. So if we look at the responses, we note that of interest, if a 48-year-old, at least 80% of the either urologist or radiation oncologist said that he ought to have a nerve-sparing radical prostatectomy. Well, I think that's quite interesting, and it shows you that at age 48, they are willing to take some risk with positive margins because of his age of 48 and the importance of erectile function in an individual of this age, and we have to assume he was potent before. Based on my own data, which we've published, where we compared men of all ages, all those who did or did not have a nerve sparing, and looked at the biochemical recurrence. Now, obviously, it's not a perfect analysis because there is some degree of selection, but since I try and do nerve sparing on just about everyone, there was no difference in biochemical recurrence. And the Mayo Clinic also, at least in abstract form at the AUA, and Dr. Catalona in his own series, subsequently indicated the same thing. So I would agree that unless there was some finding at the time of surgery that would say, guess what, the tumor is right there at the edge of the prostate, we should take that bundle. More often than not, in that situation, if you do take the bundle, there's a high chance there will be no cancer there, and leaving only one bundle gives a gentleman, even at 48, a very low likelihood of subsequent normal erections. Incidentally, frozen sections, which you say, well, why not do frozen sections? There are very few who would perform frozen sections. There is a recent study that is in press in European Urology that I've reviewed that suggests there's a marginal benefit in doing frozen sections. But it's not simple. You would only do frozen sections in an individual in which you felt something, and then you look at the area where you can feel the cancer. Remember, most cancers, many, are not palpable. And if your pathologist says, well, there's cancer there, that does not mean that if you now take that bundle on that side, that there's going to be cancer there. And even in this study that advocated doing frozen sections, a high percentage of those bundles did not contain cancer. So there's a real downside of doing so. The other reason for doing a nerve-sparing procedure is that if the cancer indeed is localized and you turn out you have a positive margin, or you monitor the PSA and intervene at the earliest sign of a biochemical recurrence, you do have a second opportunity, and that is with external beam radiation therapy. So that would be the thinking that I would agree with by both groups to do a nerve-sparing prostatectomy on this gentleman.
Although we should point out that 20% of the rad-oncs said that they would use some form of radiation therapy instead of surgery.
That's absolutely correct. Radiation oncologists feel in a 48-year-old it would be equally reasonable to perform either external beam or brachytherapy plus external beam. But again, it's only 20%. So again, the majority of radiation oncologists feel presumably either the side effect profile related to radiation therapy is somewhat diminished compared to surgery, or that there is a better chance of curing this 48-year-old individual, which I personally would agree with. Now, when the gentleman is 65 years old with all the same prognostic factors, that is, once again, a Gleason 7 in 2 of 10 cores with a PSA of 8, we note that 74% of the urologists want to, again, perform a nerve-sparing prostatectomy, but now the radiation therapists are heavily weighted toward either brachytherapy alone, brachytherapy with external beam, and probably the highest percent, 32%, want to proceed with external beam radiation therapy. And it's gone from 80% to 28% that would perform or suggest a radical prostatectomy. In my view, if he's 65 years old, the same fervor I would have, if you will, for a radical prostatectomy, and again, nerve sparing, I would suggest to a 65-year-old individual, I would certainly counsel them in either instance that there are no randomized studies that have compared these two alternatives, that is surgery and various forms of radiation therapy. My own bias, and I indicate it would be a bias, is that with radical prostatectomy, the treatment is what I consider, in this day and age, not a major operative procedure. My patients are actually out of the hospital in one day, almost uniformly. Most of the patients, we don't even leave a drain, 85% of them, in fact. We use a bikini-type low transverse incision. Robotic prostatectomy for others would be an alternative. So the impact on the individual is not very high. Urinary incontinence is very, very unlikely in my patients. The biggest side effect would be erectile dysfunction, some degree of impotence. Even with preserving the neurovascular bundles, that will be present in at least 30 to 40% of the men. And at 65, it would be at least that number.